Okay, so here we are with the singles in New Covenant Baptist Church, talking about how to clinch, how to get your dream husband or wife. We've looked at God's plan for marriage, and we have started the discussion on the ladies, what to look for in a man. We've looked at scripture, so now we'll look at becoming that woman who will attract that kind of man. I was sitting in a plane with one young man, and we got chatting, so I asked him, are you married? He said no, but he's searching. So I asked him, what kind of woman are you looking for? Quick, okay? He told me, okay, somebody who is this, da. So my next question was, what are you doing to become the kind of man who will attract that kind of girl? Often we have our shopping list, but we don't realize that. Yes, there are certain qualities that I have to attract the kind of woman that I'm looking for, and vice versa. Alright, so it's important that it's not only enough for us to have a picture of the kind of man we want, as ladies, single ladies, but that we also are becoming the kind of man, the kind of lady who will attract that kind of man. Because just as ladies have a picture, the men also have a picture in their minds. And the Bible also paints a picture of a godly woman. So, how can we become that godly woman that will attract that godly man? Alright. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
So let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22.
Wives, be submissive and adapt yourselves to your own husband as a servant to the Lord. Alright? For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, himself the savior of his body. As the church is subject to Christ, so let wives also be subject in everything to their husbands.
Okay, what is the recurring word in these three verses?
Subject.
Submission. What does that mean to you, ladies?
To surrender to your husband.
Okay. Surrender totally to your husband. Wow. Okay, what else? Because if you don't know what it means, you won't be able to live it out, right? So it's important to not just read it and not just rely on what people say about it. We need to know for ourselves. This is what this thing means. This is what God expects me to do. It's not because of what my mommy said. It's not by how how they do it in my custom. All right? Yes.
So lay yourself low.
Okay.
And respect whatever the man requires, and whatever the man requires from you, and just submit to the authority.
Some years ago, the Minister of State for Water Resources was a lady during Jonathan's time. Her husband, and she was a lady and a professor, but she has a PhD because she and her husband were both lecturers in UJ before she was appointed. She would go to the office, do her ministerial work, and come back and found yam for her husband. Yeah, she could have a cook. In fact, as a minister, there's a cook. Whether you want it or not, there will be a cook employed. But she will come back and found yam for her husband. She's used to it. Yeah, but now there's a cook, so she could jolly well have an excuse not to. Yes, it's true, she's used to it.
But she finds herself just like going abroad, and you find yourself all these days now, you find there is young founder, you know.
Yeah.
So she could have got all the young founders. No, not founders. There is young founders.
Yes.
So she could have got all the young, all the young founders she wanted.
But she can afford them.
Yes, yes, because she can afford them. She can, if not, if these ones are available and not found anywhere, she can commission somebody to.
From the village.
Yes.
Okay. I will do it well.
No, not motor. I mean electric young founder, you know. So yes. So what does submission mean to you? What do you understand by that? Okay, surrender totally. Yes.
Okay, irrespective of who you are.
Irrespective of who I am.
Yes. Now surrendering to a man, even if the man is not to your standard, so far you are married to the person, you have to come down.
Another friend of mine is, I'm not sure now if she hasn't become a prof. But as at the last time, she's a PhD mathematics. And her husband didn't finish secondary school.
Secondary school?
Her husband stopped at secondary school, but she's a PhD mathematics, a lecturer in UG.
Wow.
But if you see them at home, you won't know.
Yes.
Now, what kind of qualities enables submission?
Humility.
Okay, what else? Confidence, but not in the man. Because no matter how good a man is, he will disappoint you somehow. Yes, confidence, but in who? In God. Faith in God. If you don't, if you're not a woman of faith, you can't submit totally.
And also a praying woman.
Praying woman. There's a friend of mine, the man is wealthy. His wife is a signatory to all their accounts, both his business company account and the personal account. But this lady can't rest. She's afraid. She's not sure what will happen. So she's walking hard.
It's
insecurity. But confidence and faith in God. So, if we are, as you think about submissiveness, think about faith in God, think about humility, that irrespective of who your status in life, once you said yes to that man, what you have said is that, hey, look, I'm ready to allow you to be my leader. Okay, what else, ladies? Anything else? Okay, let's look at the next passage. 1 Peter 3, 1-6. 1 Peter 3.
Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Why they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. 3. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and wearing of gold or putting on of apparel. Should I continue?
Yes, continue.
Okay. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in what which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of a great price. 5. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy woman also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husband.
Okay.
Should I continue, sir?
No. 6. You read 6, right?
No.
Okay, 6.
6. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughter ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement.
Okay. Could you read it in NLT? Let's hear it from Matthew. That one's a paraphrase, so that yes, we can break down some of the 1 Corinthians 1:6.
In that same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands. Even though you refuse to accept the good news, the body life will speak to them better than any word they will be won over. Verse 2. By watching your pure, godly behavior. Verse 3. Don't be concerned about the outward beauty that depends on the fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. Verse 4. You should be known for the beauty that comes from within, the unfailing beauty of a gentle and quiet truth, which is so precious to God. Verse 5. That is the way the holy women of old made themselves beautiful. They trusted God and accepted the authority of their husband. Verse 6. For instance, Sarah obeyed her husband, Abraham, when she called him a master. You are daughters when you do what is right without fear of what your husbands might say.
Wow. Okay. Ladies, break it down for us. What did you see? First, it says, accept the authority of your husband, right?
Yeah.
Then it says, your primary beauty shouldn't be your hairstyle, your clothes, your jewelry. That shouldn't be the first thing people see about you. Now, there's nothing, it's actually important that you look nice, okay?
Yeah.
But that shouldn't be the first thing people see about you. Your character. What are some of the character, inner qualities that we talked about here? Purity of life.
Yeah. Quiet spirit.
Quiet and gentle spirit. What does that look like?
Calm,
right? Yeah. You know, when the Bible talks of Proverbs, talks about it, it's better to live on the rooftop than with a nagging woman. That's the woman who doesn't have a quiet, calm spirit. By the time you say one thing, it's composed and easy for you.
Someone that has hot temper.
Yeah. Hot temper is not beautiful in a woman. At all. It's not beautiful on anybody, but worse in a woman. Okay? So imagine you and your husband are out and going out or driving or on the street and somebody offends you and your husband is getting angry. Imagine what will happen if you join and get angry. The two of you will end up fighting on the street, right?
Yes, sir.
And at the end of the day, nobody wins.
Mm-hmm.
Because both of you and the other parties will have shown that you are irresponsible human beings. Okay, what other quality do you see here? Let's look at verse 5. For in the same way, in the past, the holy women put their what? Hope in God. So, we should be godly women, isn't it? Women who put their hope in God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just as Sarah, to the point of calling Abraham her Lord.
No matter what, no matter what.
Yes.
No matter what she's going through, even in that marriage.
Yeah.
Sir, yes. Can I share something?
Okay.
There's a book I read about authority.